USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is paying tribute to the late John McCain, who died losing a battle with cancer on Saturday. Scott Morrison is the Prime Minister of Australia.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends is like the loss of a family member.
Meanwhile, here at home, President Trump faces criticism from some for rejecting a statement in praise of Senator McCain. The Washington Post says top aides wanted to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero, but President Trump decided instead to send a short tweet offering deepest sympathies and respect to McCain's family. The father of a University of Iowa student allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant says she was nobody's victim. Molly Tibbetts' father urging people not to politicize her death. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
They're investigating a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life.
That sheriff says the suspect was 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore. 11 people are hospitalized. A big sigh of relief for folks on Hawaii's Big Island after Hurricane Lane did not make a direct hit, but the weather system that's now a weakening tropical storm poured more than 4 feet of rain on them, and more still coming down. Roads were washed out, homes were damaged, and hundreds of people did have to be rescued. Scientists are saying there's no need to worry about it, but a giant asteroid is zooming our way and will be passing the Earth on Wednesday at a distance of 3 million miles, which is a close call by space standards. They described the asteroid, which was discovered in 2016, as being about the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Playwright Neil Simon, behind so many Broadway hits, including The Odd Couple, Sweet Charity, and Brighton Beach Memoirs, has died at 91. Simon once said his critics could never understand how he, who began his career as a joke writer for Sid Caesar, became such a huge star writing for Broadway.
Because I wrote a play almost every year, 27 plays in 30 years is almost every year, so anyone who writes that many plays, it couldn't be very hard for him.
Simon's family says he died early yesterday of complications from pneumonia while surrounded by loved ones at New York's Presbyterian Hospital. His breakout hit was Come Blow Your Horn in 1961, but he also wrote Prisoner of Second Avenue, Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Sunshine Boys, Plaza Suite, Chapter 2. They all made him a household name, and some of his Broadway successes were turned into movies. The Odd Couple became a TV series as well. Again, Neil Simon, dead at 91. And Detroit will be honoring Aretha Franklin this week with a number of funeral events. There will be public viewings tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, followed by a free tribute concert. Franklin's funeral will be held on Friday. Aretha Franklin died at her home in Detroit earlier this month after a battle with pancreatic cancer. The Queen of Soul was 76. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.